The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. Today is the day that we play Big Dummy, brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration. The Big Dummy is the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance, and here's how it works. You call us, we will...
Damn it!
I thought we talked about this during the break, man.
I know, but dude.
We talked about it.
You know, like, I get fired up.
Time it out. I know you're excited. We will forgive it this time. I understand. We will spin the category wheel, and then we'll ask you a question from that category. But here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right. Because as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. Now, last year, our biggest dummy ended up being the lovely and talented Pam, who overheard someone say George Strait, to which she promptly responded, "Yeah, well, Marvin Gaye," and found a way to answer 14 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Will you be the big dummy at the start of the new year? It doesn't matter, because either way, just give us a call and off we go on Big Dummy.
To be a contestant to play Big Dummy, call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send those emails to themensroom@kisw.com.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9. KISW.
All the trolls, away we go. Welcome to season 19, episode number 4,239. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. Head Chef is back for the first time in the new year with Ted's Meat and Potatoes. The top foods ordered on Grubhub last year coming up at 4:30. Are these
correct,
the tried and trues? Are there trends that are going on in the food world?
There's one that will shock you, and they delivered a ton of it.
Now, Grubhub, do they also do grocery delivery?
Correct.
Okay,
so this is a little bit's the food they deliver. More is kind of like stuff they picked up at the grocery store.
Ah, okay.
All right, so this is like your favorite pizza chain or whatever.
Now, and then for people that like Girl Scout cookies, bad news.
Well, it depends.
Sort of.
I mean, everybody is a tried and true. Somebody will occasionally, you know, take a chance on a newer cookie and buy one box to see if they like it at
first. I don't. Look, you already guilted me into buying the cookie.
Right. Look, Girl Scouts, if you're listening, I'm going to let you in on some honesty. We don't want to buy your cookies. Now, that said, we will, because we feel guilty when we don't, and you're cute, and you're outside of the grocery store, and you know damn well we have the money on us because we're at a store.
Right.
So unless I'm going in the shoplift, you know I've got the dough. The fact that you guys upgraded and say, hey, dude, we can take credit card. That was a game changer. Ruined it for everyone. But I just want the Thin Mints.
Right.
Don't offer me the other stuff. I just want the Thin Mints, and I'll buy five boxes from you.
They got me last year. I don't buy from
Where
parents at the work anymore. At our QFC.
Yeah, yeah.
And I said, oh, I don't have any cash. And they went, that's okay. We take card now.
See, it's an ambush.
Right. And I just looked at the mom, and I said, nice hustle.
All right,
I'll take goddamn four boxes.
Yeah. What do we do to get it? Like, look, here's the whole thing. We don't want to buy the cookies, but we will, because we don't want to come off as being mean, and it's clear that we have some kind of way to pay because we're at the store. You basically figured us out. What can I do to not buy your cookies? Now, look, I don't want to give you money at all. I will, because, again, I don't want to be that guy. Because when you ask, there's other people watching. You know, and that's really what it comes down to. I do think, if I went to the grocery store, it's late at night. Not that they would be out there. Say 3 in the morning, and, you know, you got to run and get toilet paper or something.
All right.
And they were there, and there's no one else watching. And they said, sir, are you interested in Girl Scout cookies? I could tell you, hell no. But there's 18 people around. There's always some old woman looking at you when you ask, right?
Well, I mean, it's typically
everything
also,
says, don't
also
be
it's someone you know's kids
at work.
So
yeah,
for the most part, it's always the parents that are doing the seemingly a lot more of the sales.
That's why I'm done buying them at work.
Like the kids.
So say those girls at the grocery store, they were putting in the time and the effort.
Yeah. It's raining out, it's cold.
They said, all right, I'll buy some.
Yep, they do. But yeah, the work thing, you got to bring your kid in.
It doesn't matter if they dump these other cookies because you never get anything other than what you normally
get. What do you go for?
Well, typically, believe it or not, I like the just the original plain butter cookie that they have.
Nothing wrong with it.
And I like Samoas. And I know most people are either coconut pro or not, and I just love that cookie. So those are the two I get. Hell, McDonald's runs a commercial about it. They'll come out with a new item, and there's a guy, and he's like, you know what, man? Maybe I'll try that one and not get what I normally do. And then he gets there and he's like, no, I'm getting what I normally do. I can't stop myself. And that's how I am at McDonald's.
I like
same
the flavor.
Same way with Girl Scout cookies.
I like the new flavors, and they're getting rid of them.
Oh, you do like them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well,
that hurts. You're dead to me, Girl Scouts.
Head chef coming up with Ted's Meat and Potatoes until 4:30. The top foods that are ordered on Grubhub from last year. And today is the day we play the game known as Big Dummy. It's an easy game to play. We will spin the category wheel. You are either playing from Team Sober or Team Not Sober. We reset the clock. Pam, you have been retired as our biggest dummy. We'll mention you one more time. It took you 14 questions to get one right. By the end of this program, we will have a brand new Big Dummy for the year. Sometimes that might be 5 questions, 6 questions.
But the goal is not to be the biggest. Being the biggest dummy is like being the breakout star from 16 and pregnant. When you think about it, that's not awesome.
No, it's not. But I mean, hopefully your name is not mentioned all year. Pam's basically was. I cannot remember. It was like late January, early February, whenever she hit that number.
Oh, she dominated.
Yeah, she was untouchable. I think maybe we had one guy get close. 12 or 13 questions, and then he finally got one right. But we do play Big Dummy. We like to do a little men's room poll. And the last time that we did the poll, we asked you to pick a pill that would do magical things. What would these magical things be? The pill would either give you super strength, make you look 15 years younger, make you eat whatever you wanted without gaining weight, or you would be 3 inches taller.
Mm-hmm.
And if you happen to follow us on Twitter there at Men's Room Live, here's how those poll results shook out. So coming in at fourth place with 10% of the vote, you said look 15 years younger, which says a lot about vanity. That's because typically if you're...
Well, you don't know. They could have been 18 years old and just thought they looked so cute in that picture of their parents.
There was a lot of people who went with that theory. I mean, I'll be 55 here in a couple weeks. If I go back to when I was 40 years old, I mean, it's not. I didn't look great then either.
Right, there's no significant change.
No, it's like, okay, great. Your nose is a little smaller. coming in at third place, 13% of you said, I'll take 3 inches taller.
All right.
Okay. Super strength got a great percentage of the voting. In second place, with 33% of the vote, and overwhelmingly, almost coming into 50%, you guys said you'd like to eat whatever you want without gaining weight, 45%. So basically, Steve, what you already have is what most people would like to have.
That's why I picked super strength.
Super strength.
Yeah.
Super strength.
Super strength.
So this time around the poll, first time we're playing Big Dummy for the year. It is a new year. So as most people do, you try to make some kind of a New Year's resolution.
Have you made one? I have not.
I have made a few of them.
Really?
Yes, I have.
I mean, I even thought about stuff like, man, you could, you're not going to, you know yourself, just forget it.
Right.
You're fine.
A lot of them involve alcohol. It's not the biggest deal in the world.
Drink more?
I'm drinking less. But in a stranger way. Okay, so
are you drinking less, or are you just cutting out the brown and going back to tequila? Because we had this conversation.
Yeah, yeah. I found out that one of my favorite things to drink is Jameson. And Jameson has a ton of sugar in it.
Yes,
and,
it does.
You know, you don't realize how much sugar it has in it.
You don't taste it when you drink. I feel like of all the whiskeys, that's the one where I'm like, not that I'd give it to my kid, but like, dude, this is the closest whiskey to a dessert.
It's unnecessary sugar that I'm taking in, where I could be drinking really good blue agave tequila. I typically get a Blanco. Agave is actually good for you as far as a natural sweetener is concerned. They say there's a lot of things that are pro to it. It helps speed your metabolism up.
I mean, other than getting pissed drunk, it seems like everything else about tequila is kind of...
I'm kind of going more... I'll do a little vodka every once in a while. I enjoyed a bunch of gin and tonics, which I know tonic is terrible, but... Gin and tonics tasted really good in the hot summer.
Oh, yeah.
And when I was down in Africa.
Your hot African summer.
So I'm really going to go. I'm going to go more clear. Another thing that I'm not proud of, but it's the truth. Typically, when I go to the bar, the first thing I do is I order a double.
Yeah.
And then I'll taper down, right? This year, just going with singles. Because I think, like, I was...
depends on the bar.
I'm telling you, that's a tough one.
But I got to stop the bartender who already knows me from doing
that. That's
this.
The issue, yeah.
So that's part of the plan.
I'd stick with double. Well, I only recently, in the last 2 or 3 years, found out that a double is a double, because typically the bars I go to I frequent and they know what I drink. So when they pour me a shot, it is just when I order a shot,
yeah,
it's a double. So we went to the airport. That's what it was. I was with my wife. We're at the airport. I asked for a shot of Jack, and the guy poured me an actual shot of Jack. And he walked away, and I'm looking at my wife, and I'm losing it. I'm like, what the F is that, man? As much as that costs, my wife's like, dude, you do know, like, mm-hmm, that is what a shot is. I'm like,
right,
no, it's not. And I explained all these different bars that we've been to together, and she goes, babe, you drink a lot. The bartenders know you. They just pour you a double because that's what you drink. She goes, that is, yep, an actual shot. I was disgusted.
Shot, you know, and yeah, our buddy was, yeah, shocked. We were all together a few days ago. He was like, this isn't a shot. Right. This is like, yeah, a goblet. I was like, ah, oh, just go with it.
And here's another crazy one I'm doing. Okay, so, and but this thing, so far this has worked. I am not really eating as much processed food.
Mm-hmm.
I will cheat every once in a while on the weekend. Like I said, I always want to get some McDonald's in me. That's probably my biggest cheat. But I'm done eating carbohydrates probably after about 5 o'clock.
Right.
When I go home, I typically have a salad and protein and beans or whatever, but I'm not having like a
so
big
this is all, even
fat
your
sandwich.
Your booze thing is more health related, right?
Yeah. Now, and so far, I've done this about, it's been 2 weeks because I started before.
I said, bro, it's only January 9th.
But I've lost 6 pounds.
Really?
All right. So just doing these three.
You're not in your face.
No, God, no, man. I mean, it's always going to sit right where you don't want it to.
Oh, so sure.
I still got man boobs, and I still got a gut. But
yeah, but I like boobs, so you can keep those.
Yeah, and they're nice,
I'm a boob guy.
Well, plus, I got great nipples. I mean, let's face it. I mean, sometimes that can make or break a boob.
It really can, man.
I mean, people don't
they're
understand.
Excited it's like you a go,
looking,
oh!
It's like a good-looking penis over a Franken penis. You know, yeah. Some look better. Depends on the angle, but you get the idea. Okay, so we're going to give up one thing,
ooh,
for the new year, all right? And we have four options, as we normally do. And we take this story out of England. A pizza chain has had its plans for expansion rejected by a local council who say that it's affecting the children in the town. Woody's Pizza, they're takeaway only. They operate two stores in the northwest part of England. And they applied for permission to open up a third in the town of Bacup, which is about 25 miles away from Manchester. By the way, they don't have a pizza place there. The chain, which stressed it uses minimal salt, minimal sugar, had vowed to buy all the ingredients from the town's local market as part of its application.
Okay.
They're going to get back and buy only from
I'm going to help the economy just
from
by
the local
that.
Economy.
All right.
But the town council rejected the proposal, arguing it would not align with their plans for the town, where the kids are apparently already way too fat.
Yeah, that was their words. The kids are too fat.
Yeah. Claire Bradley, the council economic development officer, opposed the plan, saying a new pizza takeaway adds nothing to the food and drink offering of the town. She said that the approach to takeaways highlighted that 1 in 5 11-year-olds in the area are classified as obese. 1 in 5 11-year-olds.
Come to the States and feel better about yourself. That's so, one. Two, but that's up to the parents. Like, look, man, I know what my kids eat because I'm the one who determines what they eat. So even if you think my kid's fat and all that, like, that's on me, not the pizza place.
Yeah. They've rejected a couple more offers as well from other restaurants. They just basically are telling all those other chains, other takeaways, they call them, which is, you know, any place that you walk in, they do delivery.
Right.
You can get takeout. Those type of establishments. So the town is pizza-less. So the first thing you're going to give up for the new
pizza-less.
Year, pizza is number one. Because pizza is one of those things where even if I'm trying to do this no-carb thing past 5,
mm-hmm,
and for some reason someone brings a pizza into the bar or into this studio.
Yeah, you're going to eat it.
And there's pepperoni pizza there, man. I'm going to have a slice. I just, for whatever reason, like, okay, I'm going to cheat right now because I normally wouldn't order
pizza.
A whole pizza. I'm going to eat some pizza. This is my time. So
when somebody here says, that town sounds like my wife's grandmother. I think that's very telling.
Okay.
Too fat. Don't eat that.
Yeah. So a pizza. All right.
Pizza-less.
Next up, giving up for 1 year in the new year would be social media. As Harvard Medical School and a professor there has collected data on how often adults 18 and older use Instagram, TikTok, X, Facebook. Then they compared people's social media use to how they scored on a test designed to gauge irritability and how irritable people are. Previous research, they've done anxiety, depression, the way you feel about yourself,
sure,
as far as your self-worth. They especially notated that that was stronger on platforms like TikTok and Instagram, where it's more image as far as how
you
look,
younger people,
how
on
you
there.
Present yourself. So as far as, you know, people not feeling secure about the way they look, those platforms seem to do worse. But they never really did any study to figure out how kind of just pissed off it makes people.
Yeah.
And how irritable it makes people. And they did that. And they
we're saying social media like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
And that's right.
Not all like the Twitch and YouTube.
Probably not.
They say Instagram, yeah. TikTok, X, and Facebook. But what they were doing was, then they were saying, how many times do people log in a day? And the people that were on social media constantly obviously were more irritable than the people who only check once a day.
Sure.
It's kind of like emails. I mean, and emails don't give you that same irritation because they're kind of catered to you to some degree.
And you kind of know what's coming. Is it from the boss? Is it from a coworker? Right. You more or less know what's on the other side.
Because Fred Meyer has their Friday weekend deals, which I always click on to see what. But either way, that's different. So they're saying that, yes, the more that you are on social media in these instances, the more you're just kind of pissed off. So number two, giving up for the new year would be social media.
Well, we've said it for years. Nobody posts, like, just had a fight with the wife.
But everything's perfect. Everything's this is great. My vacation. They didn't tell you that they had dysentery and rocking the toilet for 4 days. You just see their hot dog legs and their gnarly ass feet, right?
Mm-hmm. I've done it a couple times.
What's that? Having like, a crappy day.
No, you could just see it on social media. Right? Like I had an ex and I was telling somebody, I was like, I was like, that's fake. I know that person. They're not that happy. And then I was dating a girl and we had a mutual friend. I was like, it looks like she's doing well. She's like, oh, no. They're not well.
Yeah.
Like,
whole world Jesus. Shumbling around.
Do you ever take a picture of a crappy meal? Right? Because I'll see people, and I get it. You're at some restaurant, and the plate looks beautiful. The phones come out, blah, blah, blah. But I never sat somewhere. You got that wilted-ass lettuce, dry-ass burger, like two fries, and they're all brown spots, and they break out their phone. Like, I also eat this crap, and they charge me money.
Yeah.
I'd be more curious about that. I want to know where not to go.
Also, you can always tell when the couple, who always has the couple pictures, they're like at the really nice restaurants and stuff. Mm-hmm. And they take the pictures of the food and the experience and, you know, whatever champagne they got or whatever the deal is. And then the next four posts from the dude are like, at a bar, right. Here's some wings. Now we're looking at a burger. It's obviously got wrapping paper on it. Mm-hmm. You know, things have changed.
Oh, yeah.
You can notice that for sure. Okay, so social media is number two.
By the way, the chicken wing thing, I was with our buddy the mayor, and we were at a new bar we hadn't been to. So I like wings, but wings and barbecue, I'm a real a-hole about.
Yeah.
There's no reason to tell the bartender. So he tells the bartender, and the bartender's like, checking in, like, what do you think? How's the flavor? I was like, they're good. They're crisp.
Right. I'm not doing a Yelp review.
Right. Exactly. I mean, and he was nice about it. I was just like, I looked at the mayor. I was like, you don't have to tell him how critical I'm going to be.
Exactly. And
let me bitch in silence.
Here's a wild card on the poll today, all right? Because it affects a lot of people differently. But the idea is that for 1 year, you give up shaving.
All right.
So that would mean that you would grow your head in.
I mean, sort of.
I mean, whatever you
got. Oh, I'd have to have the full Caesar ring.
Yeah.
Whatever you got, you're not going to shave. And that includes every single part of your body. You are not trimming up anything, all right?
Well, nobody's gonna see a down log in a forest that thick.
Well, this is why this is the wild
card. Only you.
Why are we not shaving for a year? As we head to TikTok, guess what a trend is that has seen 9.5 million views in 2 days?
No.
The full bush in a bikini movement. 5 days. 9.5 million views. Why?
Just like Gabe Kaplan wearing a face mask.
They say the appearance is dense and luxuriant. If you really want to see what this looks like, and I'll tell you a perfect example to do it.
Picture Bob Ross wearing a Halloween
Google
mask.
Google the Black Crowes album, Amorica.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right? Now you're going to get an idea exactly what this
is all
about.
What we grew up looking at?
Yes.
I don't think any of my friends in the 70s, I think I saw the pubes of all of my friends in the 70s, if they ever put on a bathing suit, because that was just the thing.
A pubic hair positivity trend is laboring under the title Full Bush in a Bikini. And it started with a TikTok influencer announcing that she had just been radicalized by an Etsy review. The review for a bikini featured the customer modeling said swimsuit. But she captioned it, full bush in a bikini. A phrase that then TikTokers repeated over and over and over. And most of them saying that's how it should be. Again, 9.5 million views in 2 days. By 5 days, it was over 12 million views.
But that's up to you. Even if that's how it should be, you could make it that way. You've always had that choice. Don't act like this is something new.
And it spread to other social media platforms. So no matter how you trim up, no matter if you shave your face, if you shave your head, if you trim on your body or whatever you do, for 1 year you would give that up.
Yeah, all right.
That's number three. And finally, maybe the hardest one here. As the Surgeon General wants new warnings on booze. There are already warnings on bottles and cans of booze. We know that. Cautioning against drinking and driving or drinking while pregnant. We see these signs behind the bars that are they're legally, they need to be there.
Right.
You know, according with the age and everything else that you need to post. But now the U.S. Surgeon General wants to slap additional warning labels on alcohol. He's thinking the same way that other countries put warning labels on cigarettes.
Right, but they have a picture.
And it's a constant road. It's not just one Surgeon General. Anyone who smokes cigarettes sees the same Surgeon General warning.
Right.
It does nothing for you because it's on every single pack of cigarettes. You know what you're getting into. But when you go to a different country and you see how they do their warning labels,
oh, yeah.
It makes you think. You know, you got a
woman. Oh, it's brutal.
Yeah.
You the do. Cigarette ones. Yeah, when I get cigarettes in Mexico, I'm like, I hope my mouth doesn't look like that. I hope my lungs don't look like that.
They don't
like
have
that.
A mouth. It's gone.
Right.
Or, you know, whatever it is. They want to do the same thing with alcohol. So for 1 year, you would give up booze. So there is our men's room poll. You're going to give up one for the new year in the entire year only. Is it going to be pizza, social media, shaving, or booze? And if you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live, the poll's up now. Okay, we'll take a break and come back with Big Dummy next.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Big Dummy is the game. 206-803-ROCK. Steve, who is our first contestant for the new year?
Hello, Marshall. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Big Dummy!
How you fellas doing?
Hola.
Hola.
Marshall, happy new year, man. I'm assuming you're at work and you're sober.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, Marshall, our Men's Room poll. You got to give up one for the new year. Are you taking pizza, social media, shaving, or booze?
Social media.
Social media is gone.
Yeah, right there.
Probably the healthiest thing you could do.
At least mentally.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. All right, Marshall. Here's your question. It is multiple choice, okay? So Carl Sagan.
Multiple choice?
What's that?
Could I get it off the multiple choice? If possible.
Can you what a multiple choice?
Can I get it without the multiple choice?
Don't just give them all up.
Just give me
an answer. He wants it hard.
Okay. Right. So you don't want multiple choice. You just want me to ask the question. Okay.
No.
All right. Let me know what it
is. Stop treating him like a child, bro.
Mm-hmm. Come on, man.
Hey, you're the one who thinks that he cuts his crown royal or something, you know. I respect him as a man. I remember that, Ted. And so does Marshall.
Yeah. Well, if he cut it, he'd need multiple choices.
All right. Marshall, here's your question. Which astrophysicist won a gold medal in Latin ballroom dancing? That's the honest question.
I think there's only one I could name without the multiple choice.
Is it Bill Nye?
Ha-ha! Okay, just, you know, Bill Nye was one of the multiple choice choices, so I give you partial credit just for at least getting one of them.
He's an economist, though. He's not an astrophysicist.
Hey, man, but that was still one of the choices in the multiple. It was not Bill Nye. What do you think of Ted?
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Neil deGrasse Tyson it was. Yes, indeed. Okay. Believe it or not.
He's the only astrophysicist I could name.
Why, Carl Sagan, Bill Nye, Stephen Hawking, Neil deGrasse Tyson.
I thought it was Stephen Hawking. I thought it was Stephen Hawking
before he
Yeah, before he came down with it.
Well, look, but he
You think people in wheelchairs can't dance?
Yeah, Mike.
Damn, Mike.
I could dance. Right,
I play sports, too,
Hold
dude.
On. I'm going to Google this.
What, Neil deGrasse? Or what?
Wheelchair
what
dancing.
Channel, Ted?
Wheelchair dancing? Mm-hmm. You're Googling that.
Okay. Yes, I want to see if it exists.
ESPN Ocho.
All right, Marshall, your question.
Okay, it exists.
It is, yeah, wheelchair dancing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I bet.
They're real humans, guys.
I understand that. I just didn't know those dancing. Yeah.
Everybody was wheelchair dancing.
Kickball change.
Here, moonwalk. Just roll backwards.
That's probably the only time I could do that.
Have you seen that commercial with the guys in wheelchairs playing football?
Yeah.
I like it. They're like, people say we're an inspiration. We just want to play ball.
I know.
It's like, well said.
All right, your question there, Marshall. Who performs at the wedding and bridesmaids?
Oh, God, I'm picturing them. Oh.
I'll give you a hint. I hate them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
I hate them, too.
Almost sounds like a cigarette company.
I don't even know.
It does.
Okay, I got the different tip of my hand. Those before them, I can't think of it.
All right, I'll give you a hint. If they made if they made volleyballs and screwdrivers.
Oh, Wilson.
Wilson what?
Wilson Phillips.
Ah, there you go. Hold on. Good job.
Yeah. Nice well job. Done. Well done.
You hate them?
Yeah.
I mean, for what they did at the time, I didn't think they were bad.
Yeah, they were
decent harmonizers.
I cannot say that I hate them. I do not know them. I did not like their music. And yet, they get harmonized.
How about that one drum solo? The middle of the boom, 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 boom.
Is that a drum solo or just like everyone else stop
boom,
playing?
Boom, boom, yeah. Boom, boom,
yeah. I liked it. My man was like, I don't want the multiple choice.
Because
Marshall's a smart dude. There's no doubt about that. But I was like, damn, bro. Okay.
Game is Big Dummy 206-803 Rock.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Alexander. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Alexander, are you sober or not sober?
I'm not sober.
What are you not sober on?
Better left unsaid.
Oh, wow. Okay.
All right. So something you're not proud of.
Something illegal.
Yeah. Okay. Alexander, our men's room poll, give up one for the new year. Will it be meth, fentanyl? No, I'm sorry. Pizza. Pizza, social media, shaving, or booze?
Social media.
Social media again. Okay.
All right, Alexander, doing the illegal stuff. Here is your question. What international event is celebrated every April 22nd? Which is Hitler's birthday, so please don't say Hitler's
Juneteenth.
Birthday.
And my nephew's.
Really?
Yep.
April 22nd, you said?
Yes. April 22nd, man. We're all a Easter? Part of it.
What's that?
Easter?
Earth Day.
Earth Day.
Oh.
Happy Earth
you knew
Day,
that was
dude.
Earth Day?
Well, it helps that it's my nephew's birthday. It's easy to remember okay, Earth okay, Day. Okay.
I mean, I know Text we do CJ. Earth Day. I just couldn't tell you the day.
It's Earth Day. Text CJ.
Yeah. That's how I remember it.
Not, hey, it's CJ's birthday. Hey. Oh, and Earth Day, but yeah.
It's Christmas Eve. Text Ted.
Look, I'll be dead honest. I know my nieces is like late October, early November.
You don't even show the month.
It's right there on the border. But like CJ's easy.
Okay.
Earth Day.
Earth
text
Day.
CJ.
Yeah.
All right. Alexander, what is the highest grossing movie of all time?
The Godfather?
Not the Godfather.
Titanic?
Not
no,
Titanic.
Avatar.
Avatar.
Oh. Avatar.
You know how much money that movie made about, like, blue smurfs that live in the wild?
Yeah.
$2,923,706,026.
Ted, by the way, you know how I remember my ex-wife's birthday?
This is the first,
got truth.
First one or second
she
one?
She texts you pissed off that you forgot?
Because it's Steve's wife's birthday.
Are they born the same day?
We're just coming up here in just a
have
few...
You, have you told the ex, hey...
The only
I remember your birthday.
I remember your birthday.
Because my buddy's
wife. We were together for a while.
Yeah.
You know, but I remember that because Steve's wife.
I did it to a guy we've worked with for years. I saw him on my birthday and I said, isn't yours coming up soon? He's like, no.
Damn.
All right, I guess we used to just talk on Christmas.
I remember Steve's because it's the day before my mother-in-law's.
Am I the day before your mother-in-law's?
You are.
Which one of us is older?
I think she is.
Are you sure?
I'd have to double
I think
down.
We're right around the same,
no,
age.
I think I think Steve's older.
You think so?
Yeah.
He looks older.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. But she has a better beard.
It's the safe thing to say, Ted.
And you always say, no, I think she's younger.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, your question.
I don't know if you need to be like, well, Steve definitely looks older.
That old F.
He's not wrong. Like, I walk into the bathroom, flip the light on, look in the mirror, and screamed. I'm like, oh, no, that's just me.
Who's that?
All right, your question, who was the director of the FBI from 1924 until 1972?
J. Edgar Hoover.
Oh, got it.
Now, was he actually a cross-dresser, or is that just a rumor?
Look, it's one of those, I've always heard the rumor. I don't know where it came from, but it could be like Richard Gere and the hamster. Who knows? But no one's ever, like, tried to debunk it.
All right.
So it just seems to me, like, typically, if we're like the head of the FBI, you feel like some would be like, hey, have some respect, blah, blah, blah. It's not that. They just go, yeah, maybe, which tells me, probably.
Where did you learn that? On Eat This, Not That?
Honestly, The Naked Gun.
Okay.
Because they pull off the sheets, and they're like, here's, like, you know, we're memorizing, like, famous cops or whatever, and J. Edgar Hoover's was, like, a gun, a dress, and something else.
Oh, that's right.
And you're like, as a kid, I was like, I don't get it. Then years later, my dad was like, everybody thought he was a cross-dresser.
By the way, I have been corrected. Hitler's birthday is not on Earth Day. It is 420.
Nice.
April 20. Nice.
Why did someone want it on my nephew's birthday?
Oh, yeah. April 20.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
Hello, Sean. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, hola, guys.
Hola.
Sean, sober or not sober?
Sober.
All right, Sean. Welcome to Big Dummy.
Okay, our men's room poll, you're going to give up one for the new year. Pizza, social media, shaving, or booze?
All of that sounds really healthy. I think I'm going to go with shaving, though.
All right, what part of you is the hairiest? Or what part of you...
Do you shave the
would
most?
...would sprout the most? Yeah, what needs the most attention from the razor?
Well, where do you think?
I don't know. I mean, some people, it's their back. It can be your chest. It can be downstairs.
It's downstairs.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Growing like a weed, huh?
How often do you have to trim that bad boy up? Like, just to maintain a decent look?
Every 3 days or so.
You're kidding me.
Wow, man.
Okay.
Good Lord.
Yeah, I'm Native American, but, you know, I have also a little bit of Italian, so...
And that's where it shows up.
It's kind of alarming.
I think that's, I think that's just where your blood flows, man.
Yeah, it really is.
I like that. Native American. And my first thought was, man, they're not like known as like a hairy group. As soon as you said Italian, I'm like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Man, I'll tell you what, man. One of the hottest chicks I ever knew. I mean, just an absolute smoke show. Turns out she was Greek, and she went maybe a week without shaving her lip. I did not know.
Her lip.
Her lip. Yeah, I mean, and look, she was an absolute smoke show. Always looked great, and she just showed up after a long weekend once. We're all kind of like,
you ever did
something
it?
Looks different, you know, like her mustache, and that's what it was.
Have you ever kissed a girl with a mustache?
I kissed a girl with a mustache. Not one that's noticeable. I mean, you can find anyone's mustache, like, in the sunlight. You know, there's going to be something there, but not, like, visibly, hey... She has a mustache. I'm going in for the kill. You did.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing, too, is I'm bisexual, and so I like guys as well. So
yeah, we got that with the bisexual.
Oh, so, like, you can walk into any room, and everyone's up for grabs.
Yeah.
How do you determine it? Is it, like, before you get there, or then, like, do you pick ahead of time?
Like, are you in a mood for one or the other, or does it just kind of hit you?
When I go to a steakhouse, I'm going to get a steak. Right. I already know that. But if I go to a fish place, I'm going to get fish.
Sure.
So do you know that ahead of time, or do you walk into the fish place and then order a steak?
Sometimes I go in for a steak, but sometimes I also am in a mood for fish.
Okay. Well, sometimes you get surf and turf.
That's what meant.
That's the answer. I'm going to start calling you Surf and Turf Sean. Surf and turf. Hey, we don't know what we're going to get tonight, but I'm going to eat well.
My nickname in high school, see you with thrill.
I wasn't for real.
No.
Oh, okay.
Damn. Surf and turf.
Beautiful. No. That's what I'm in the mood for tonight.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Just spin the wheel.
Treat it like a buffet. You get there and you find out what's good.
And sometimes you go back for seconds.
Everything's good.
Everything's good. All right, Surf and Turf, here's your question. What song was tapped out on the giant keyboard in the movie Big?
What song
was tapped out on the keyboard? What's that?
What song was tapped out?
Well, basically, they had a on-the-floor kind of musical thing where you jumped
up
and down.
Yeah, big giant keyboard with like a piano.
Yeah,
right. And then when you stand on the keys, you can create a song by dancing across.
So you can't do chopsticks because you can't spread your legs that far.
Right.
Have an idea.
They do.
They did.
Did they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh.
Did you just give me the answer?
No, they did that one in addition to this.
Right. They do the song, right. And then at the end, he's like, chopsticks.
Right.
All right.
Oh, geez. I don't know. Nocturne in D by...
Nice.
Mozart? I don't know.
Do you know Miles?
I know. I can hear it, but I don't know if I know the name.
Mike, I know you know. I can just tell your brain already knows the answer.
Is it also a Huey Lewis song?
It is.
Oh.
Heart and Soul.
Oh.
Heart and Soul.
That's interesting.
Oh. All right.
Gotcha, baby.
Hot loving every night.
All right. Here's your question. Does anyone actually say hot loving?
Say what?
Like, hot loving. I can't imagine, like, walking to my, hey, baby, you ready for some hot loving? You getting soggy? Hot loving?
You ready for that hot loving?
Yeah. Hey, girl, you damp?
Yeah.
You know, he says that to her. She's got loving every night.
Yeah.
She's got loving every night.
Whoa.
I think he can't sing anymore. What a crime.
Really? Did he lose his voice?
Oh, my God. Last year, we lost Huey Lewis with vocal problems.
Really?
We lost John Bon Jovi with vocal problems. Hall & Oates broke up. I mean, you know, all your favorite, you know.
All your favorites
all your embarrassed 80s hits are now just.
All right. Here's your question. Barbie's last name is Roberts, right? So what is Ken's last name? What is Ken's last name?
What is Ken's last
name? It can be a first or last name.
Oh.
Okay. It can be a first or last name.
Yeah, I'll give you a hint. It starts with the letter C. It can be a first or last name. That's the best way to put it.
I feel like Ken and Barbie's cutting your fantasy, Sean.
I... oh, thanks, Seth.
I got you.
I'm going to go with my middle name, Christopher.
Carson.
Carson.
Ken Carson.
Okay, who played Barbie? Was it Margot Robbie? Okay.
Do you take her or do you take Ryan Gosling? Let's say you go to the seafood place.
Yeah, we're
asking me.
Yeah. No, I'm asking Steve. No, yes, I'm asking you.
You know what?
Surf and turf. You get more street cred if you took Ryan, I believe.
Well, here's the thing. It depends on what mood I'm in, but I will definitely take both. Right now, definitely Margot.
All right.
Okay. Go on Barbie.
Hey, no, Sean. No. I want Margot. But hey, bro, do me a solid and go home with Ryan, man. I'm trying to mack on Margot over here. Although I get the feeling.
Okay, well, I'll take Ryan. You take Margot.
Thank you.
We're good.
We can make this work together, man. The ultimate wingman. All right.
I will take you out, Thrill.
I'd go with the man if we can split it up like that. Sure. Like, look, so when the guy walks over to me and says, hey, man, stop hitting on my girlfriend, like,
relax, buddy. I got someone for you, too, man. It's full service.
Yeah.
Just chill out.
This is my boy, Thrill.
All right, Sean, your question. Captain Nemo was a character in what book?
Captain Nemo?
Captain Nemo.
Oh. Boy,
I mean, they named Nemo after this guy because he's associated with water.
Nemo in Latin means nobody.
Really? And I want to say he was in Gentlemen?
The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, the horrible movie that ended up getting Sean Connery to quit acting. That is not a joke because the reviews were so bad.
Miles' favorite Disney song features part of this title? Does it?
Oh, yeah, shoot. Yeah, it does.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Repeat the question.
All right. So Captain Nemo was a character in what book?
I don't know. Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
I was saying Moby Dick.
Oh.
Oh, that's
what you're pointing down, like underwater.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I saw him what doing was the movie, like, what was the movie part?
Oh.
But then when you pointed down, I thought you meant the water, not necessarily your
back. You got to hit more of an angle when you're going to point that down.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, the two hang. Right.
That's this.
All right, Sean, your question. What is the driest continent on Earth?
Driest?
Sheila.
Like as far as sobriety or?
Driest continent.
Weather.
Yes. Lack of precipitation. Lack of precipitation.
Africa?
Antarctica.
Antarctica.
Oh, that's because it's a desert climate.
That's exactly.
Technically.
All right, your question. Both Israel and Jordan border what sea?
What sea?
Mm-hmm. S-E-A. They both border what sea?
Caspian Sea?
Mediterranean.
Dead.
Oh, dead.
Dead Sea.
Dead Sea. Question five, Sean. You're now our new biggest dummy.
Hey, congratulations on that.
Nice work.
All right. Your question. Actor Timothée Chalamet and actress Cate Blanchett have both played what character? In fact, Blanchett got an Oscar nod for playing this person back in 2008.
Back in what year?
2008. They've both played the same person. Timothée Chalamet more recently.
Oh. Tim Chalamet. What? Okay.
Ball knower, Timothée Chalamet.
Jeez. Okay.
He's getting a lot of credit for playing this particular person. It's just that Cate Blanchett also played this person 16 years before that.
As a pilot.
What's that?
As a pilot.
How's it feel not knowing this answer?
Mm-hmm. It's a very, very recent movie with Timothée Chalamet.
I only know him from Interstellar.
He was not in Interstellar.
He's Bob Dylan?
Yeah.
When did Kate Blanchett play Bob Dylan?
Back in 2008. I don't know the movie, but she got an Oscar nod. She did such a good job. Hey, Sean, hang on the line for us, man. We're going to get back to Daniel DeSai. But yeah, believe it or not, she also played Bob Dylan.
More Big Debbie coming up, 206-803-ROCK.